Hello, and welcome to the Christina Circle Meditation Podcast. My name is Amit. As always, I wish you all the happiness and peace in your life. Happy New Year! We hope you and your family had a wonderful holiday season. We are back today with a visualization meditation titled The Magical Color Shower. This meditation is led by Christina Marie Climas and does not have any background music. For more information about us or to contribute to the podcast, please visit christinacircle.com. Let's begin.
Magical color shower, and I thought that this I have to look at, and it's actually pretty good, which I was surprised about, so I'm going to try it. We'll see. I just like the name, so okay. So get comfortable, lean back in your chair, and either close your eyes or find a Dristi somewhere on that table in front of you, and just become conscious of your breathing. Inhaling and exhaling. Inhale, feel the air fill your body. Exhale, feel your body release tension. Feel the air fill your body. Feel your body release all of that energy that no longer serves you. Begin to scan your body, looking for any area of tension. Look for areas of concern, areas that cause pain, maybe. Visualize the breath filling that problem area. And stress. Leaving your body. Focus on the top of your head, the crown. Just feel the stress and tension melt away. Feel the skin on your forehead. Release any tension. Feel your eyes sink in. Feel your eyebrows relax. Feel your cheeks slowly roll down.
Feel your jaw relax. Feel the back of your head lengthen and your neck relax. Feel the tension melt down your shoulders, into your arms, past your wrists, down your hands, fingers. Feel your chest slowly relax. Feel the tension move down your hips, down your thighs, down your knees, down your calves, down your ankles, and out your feet. Feel the energy flow freely from your toes. Turn back to your breathing. Breathing into your nose and out your nose. Just check in and see how your body feels. Imagine stepping into your shower, but know that this time it's a little bit different. The water comes out at the perfect temperature. Just stand there and feel the warm water run over you. Feel the water wash away stress. Any tension. Imagine the water color change, and it changes to a beautiful, vibrant red. The red water pours down and energizes you to the core. Stand there a moment and feel yourself infused with the beautiful, vibrant red. Without any resistance, they're washed down the drain and taken away. The water starts to change color again, and this time it becomes a brilliant shade of orange. Feel that orange wash over you, running down the top of your head, down your shoulders, down your legs. Orange opens you to experience joy. Imagine that color washing through you, washing away all that no longer serves. notice the water changing to another color, a bright shade of yellow. Feel the yellow water cleanse any emotional pain or any other emotions that come up. Yellow clears the mind. Imagine the water turning now to a bright shade of green. Green purifies your body. Feel the green water open the organs of your body. Imagine the water changing now to a beautiful, cooling blue. Feel the blue all around you. Your neck. Blue allows us to express ourselves. Imagine the water changing again to indigo. And then to purple. Feel it land on your crown and wash all over and down. Indigo and purple stimulate wisdom. Feel the calming effect of indigo and purple. Washing from the top of your head, down your arms, down your legs. Imagine that water turning one last color, a glowing white light. White is embracing, warm, and pure. It's a healing color. Imagine that white light surrounding you. Begin to breathe in and out through your nose. Taking some long breaths, cleansing breaths. Needed, maybe wiggle your toe. When you come back to the room, open your eyes.
System, which can get very hokey for some people, but I'm not crazy about it. I feel like the shower's a little, you know, but I liked the name so much, I was like, well, I'll try it. I'll see what they say, but I think it's kind of hokey. I liked it. I think that they had the right idea in doing the water, because I find that water, feeling like there's water coming down from the crown of your head is really relaxing.
but to mix it with the chakra system was a little bit weird. I don't know. I couldn't get through it when I was meditating, but I thought maybe someone would find it different. And then I was thinking, well, maybe I do a lot of just the chakra system itself. So I thought maybe I just was too close to that and couldn't see the big picture for this one. I don't know.
When you say the shock, is that the colors?
Yes, going through the body.
I actually felt different things with different colors.
Awesome. Yeah. You feel energy. Mm-hmm.
With the white and the blue.
Okay.
Yeah.
And usually that means that those are the areas that you're stuck. If you're feeling something with it. They even, in some, they have yoga classes where they do work on the chakra system, and they'll have singing bowls, mm-hmm. and they'll come over with certain singing bowls, and they'll play it over the chakra that's supposedly clogged. I don't know how they know, but they know. and people will say that, for example, if their throat is where they're feeling the sensation, they start crying. It's pretty emotional. I've seen it work on people. I haven't had that experience yet mm-hmm. in any of those classes, but it works for some people. Maybe they just haven't hit the right area.
Nothing clogged.
Maybe. Maybe there's
so
too much of it clogged.
No. This is impossible, right?
Who knows?
This is a very similar, it's not the meditation, but what happens is in Buddhism, in Korean Buddhism only, I think, maybe you can correct me.
You call it? I heard a word after, I was curious.
So it's not meditation, but it's more the ceremony for your ancestors. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you have a big, something big coming, grant writing, or applying for a job, or, you know, things like that. And it's just really close, but it didn't work out. And that happens a couple of times, then, you know, we think that you need some help from your ancestors, and or your ancestors are, like, going not exactly, you know, went to right place, and they are kind of hanging around, and maybe even interfering your own, you know, their own descendant. So we do this big kind of a ceremony, and there's kind of the screen, and we put some food and clothing and washing the tools inside, and then please come in and take a shower, and first white color, this is cleaning your mind, and this is cleaning your body, and all kinds of things. And then, it's very interesting. And then we are just sitting, and then whatever the monk says, we follow. But I think that was at the end, or everything is finished. So we offer food, or so now try to eat rice and soup, and so now you all finish to your dessert. So we give you a little bit of money, like $1 or something, for your travel, for long travel to the right place. And it's really cleansing kind of a feeling to me whenever I do that kind of a process. So I thought it was very similar to that. Mm. Yeah, shower first. And,